Hare Krishna. Of course, one could speak volumes about Sri Prabhupada and India, but I'll stick to the 5 minute limit. Somehow, Bhargava Prabhu was speaking about Prabhupada dealing with the manager, and it reminded me of one time in Calcutta. Srila Prabhupada had been away for quite some months, and the temple president had gotten preoccupied with doing business to make money for the temple, and the devotees felt sort of neglected, and so they were basically just waiting for Prabhupada to come so he could rectify the situation. And eventually came, and I guess different devotees approached him individually, and then he called for a meeting of all the devotees in the temple, maybe 12 or whatever. So we all went into Srila Prabhupada's room, sitting, which is there at the Calcutta temple. And Prabhupada listened very patiently and sympathetically to what every devotee had to say. And at one stage, the GBC said, we're just trying to execute your divine grace's will. And Srila Prabhupada said, is it my divine grace's will that the devotee should be disturbed? So he listened, and then he said there should be his president, secretary, and superior. They should meet every week and discuss all the problems and make some solution and enter the decisions in the minute book and sign and then follow the resolutions. But then his mood changed, and he said that from the very beginning, his policy was always everything for Krishna, nothing for me. And consequently, he never complained. He said, when he went to America, he had two heart attacks on the ship, and in America he had a ringing sound in his head and headache, and he said he suffered so much and he didn't even really want to discuss it. I can't even imagine in what ways he suffered or on what levels he suffered, but the way he was talking, I could feel that he had really suffered a lot. And like he said, I do not wish to discuss. But he said, my policy was always everything for Krishna, nothing for me. And therefore, I never complained. So, there are problems, there is management, we do have to discuss. But if we become too involved in these things, let them forget our real goal, which is Krishna. And as far as possible, we can use our time to talk about Krishna and follow that policy. You know, everything for Krishna, nothing for me. Of course, that is a very high standard. But it was very instructive. I thought it was very instructive. Another time, a disciple, I guess, raised some questions to Srila Prabhupada, some problems, and Prabhupada quoted the verse from Jitikshastra Bharata that's tolerated, that as long as we're in the material world, there will be problems. Once he told you, it's like an ocean. So there will always be waves. You told me.
I was upset because there was some, I don't even remember what it was exactly, but there was some problem. So I went to talk to Prabhupada about it. And he said, Kaushalya, you are looking for a calm sea, and you will not find it here. Only when you are in Vaikuntha Radha Adhikrishna, you will find it there. And he said, but you have a fine captain of the ship, so what is the difficulty?
Yeah, so in this other case, Prabhupada said, as long as the body is there, there will be problems, you know, problems with the body, problems with enemies. There will be so many problems, but we have to tolerate and go on with our Krishna consciousness. He said, Arjuna faced difficulties, but he never asked Krishna, you killed, of course, not the Krishna did everything. The Krishna, you killed all the enemies, and I will lie down on the chariot peacefully and sleep. But Krishna said, no, you fight. So he said, we should not expect in the material world very calm, peaceful. We should tolerate and continue in our Krishna consciousness. We always have to tolerate because there's always problems. We suffer problems caused by others. But I speak for myself, we also cause problems to others. It's not like we're the angels and everyone else are the devils. And the world is like that. If you don't want to cause trouble to others, but circumstances are such. So I think the lesson is whatever that we tolerate, if we can do something for the better, we should. That actually was another instruction, but very briefly. In Calcutta, I went into Prabhupada's room, and I said, Srila Prabhupada, now you're here, so everything is all right. But what if in the future, when you're not here, ISKCON falls from the standard? And Srila Prabhupada replied, that was really a very dear devotee. I didn't know why he said what he did, other than he struck me. But he said, you are also one of the important members of the society. So you work for the correction, but don't leave. So what we can do to help improve, we should, but there are many things that are beyond our control, that are beyond the ability of any one person or even a few people to change. So you have to tolerate, really remain fixed at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, following his instructions, chanting his reading, worshiping his readings, serving with daily devotees. And you tell Goshaya, you have a good ship and you're a good captain, so he'll take care. We each do our part and ultimately he'll take care. And there he is all across the shore, back home, back to God, today in Krishna.